Welcome to episode 21 of Rebuilding Lives podcast, brought to you by the Self-Development Factory. In this episode, we're exploring an essential and impactful topic that not only intersects with profound personal transformation, but also plays a critical role in driving societal progress. Legal rights and advocacy for former offenders. Re-entering society after serving time can be an incredibly complex journey, filled with unique challenges such as finding stable employment, securing housing, and overcoming societal stigma. We'll delve into these barriers, discuss the importance of understanding legal rights, and highlight how advocacy efforts can empower former offenders to rebuild their lives with dignity and purpose. Additionally, we'll examine real-life success stories and share resources that provide support during this critical phase of reintegration. Join us for this vital conversation as we aim to shed light on an often overlooked aspect of personal and societal growth while fostering a path forward for all involved. Overcoming the odds. Imagine this. A former addict once trapped in the devastating cycle of substance abuse, incarceration, and societal stigma now walks into a courtroom, not as a defendant, but as a dedicated paralegal committed to helping others rebuild their lives. This individual's journey from rock bottom to a place of service and advocacy is nothing short of extraordinary. Once defined by their struggles, they've transformed their pain into purpose, using their hard-earned experiences to guide others facing similar battles. Their story isn't just one of redemption. It's also a powerful reminder of what's possible with second chances, a strong support system, and unyielding resilience. For countless individuals who have struggled with addiction and served time behind bars, the journey to stability isn't just challenging. It's riddled with overwhelming legal battles, societal rejection, and personal hardship. From navigating the maze of reentry programs and securing housing to overcoming prejudice when seeking employment, the barriers can feel insurmountable. Without the right resources, many are left to fight an uphill battle in near isolation. But like cracks on a weathered sidewalk, these obstacles don't make the path impossible, just more difficult to navigate without guidance and support. This episode will dive deep into these struggles, shedding light on the obstacles that many face after addiction or incarceration, and highlighting the vital resources that can make a real difference. From legal aid that helps individuals resolve court matters to mentorship programs that provide guidance and encouragement, we'll explore the tools and programs that give people the opportunity to reclaim their lives. We'll also hear inspiring stories of those who've overcome these odds, like the paralegal using their own painful history to advocate for others, or individuals who found stability through community-driven initiatives. It's a message of hope and redemption for anyone striving for a fresh start and a testament to the strength of the human spirit when given the opportunity to thrive. By shining a light on these stories and resources, we aim to inspire not only those on the journey to recovery, but also the broader community to recognize the importance of second chances and the role we all play in creating a more compassionate and equitable society. The legal barriers ex-offenders face. For those re-entering society, the fight often begins the moment they step outside the prison walls. Rebuilding a life after incarceration is fraught with challenges, both systemic and personal. Here are some of the most pressing issues ex-offenders encounter. Employment discrimination. Securing a stable job is one of the biggest hurdles ex-offenders face. Many employers conduct background checks and exclude qualified candidates based solely on their criminal record, regardless of their skills, experience, or rehabilitation efforts. Even when ex-offenders meet the qualifications, stereotypes and biases can lead to rejection during the hiring process. Fortunately, initiatives like Fair Chance Hiring Practices are encouraging employers to re-examine their hiring criteria and give individuals with criminal records a fair shot at employment. These efforts not only benefit the individuals, but also contribute to reducing recidivism and strengthening communities. Parole and probation complexities. Parole and probation are meant to provide structured reintegration into society, but the system often creates traps for those trying to comply. Navigating the conditions of parole or probation can feel like stepping through a legal minefield. Missed deadlines or minor oversights, such as forgetting to check in with an officer or being unable to pay the associated fees, can lead to severe consequences, including reincarceration. These complexities disproportionately affect those who lack resources or support networks, making it even harder for them to adapt to life outside of prison. Record expungement and sealing. Criminal records can feel like an inescapable burden, following ex-offenders into every job interview, housing application, and social interaction. These records often paint an incomplete picture, ignoring the strides individuals have made to turn their lives around. Fortunately, legal processes like record expungement and sealing offer hope. Expungement can remove certain offenses from public view, while record sealing limits access to specific criminal information. However, these processes are often complex, expensive, and inaccessible to many, leaving countless individuals struggling to move forward with their lives. Access to housing and benefits. Finding a safe and stable place to live is another major challenge. Many landlords, property management companies, and housing programs deny accommodation to individuals with criminal records, drastically limiting their options. This lack of access to secure housing can lead to homelessness, which further complicates efforts to find employment or rebuild stability. Additionally, restrictions on public benefits, such as food assistance or unemployment support, leave many ex-offenders without essential social safety nets. These barriers make it nearly impossible for some to meet their basic needs, let alone thrive. Reintegration challenges. Beyond tangible barriers like housing and employment, the emotional and social struggles of reintegration can be overwhelming. Reintegration programs, designed to provide resources like job training, counseling, and community support, are often underfunded, understaffed, or inaccessible to those who need them most. Without proper guidance and support, many ex-offenders face isolation, mental health challenges, and difficulty reconnecting with their families or communities. These gaps in reintegration support increase the risk of recidivism, perpetuating a harmful cycle that impacts not only the individuals, but also society as a whole. Every barrier faced by ex-offenders underscores the importance of systemic change. Addressing these issues through policy reform, community support, and employer education can create a fairer system that helps individuals rebuild their lives and contribute to their communities. Reintegration. Challenges for ex-offenders and how to approach each situation. Lack of employment opportunities. Challenge. Many employers are hesitant to hire individuals with a criminal record, limiting job prospects and financial stability. Approach. Advocate for ban-the-box initiatives that remove criminal history questions on job applications. Offer job training programs, resume workshops, and partnerships with businesses willing to hire ex-offenders. Housing instability. Challenge. Securing stable housing is difficult due to legal restrictions, lack of funds, and discrimination against ex-offenders. Approach. Work with organizations that provide transitional housing and connect ex-offenders to affordable housing options. Advocate for changes in housing policies that reduce discrimination. Limited access to education and skills training. Challenge. Without up-to-date skills or education, ex-offenders struggle to compete in the job market or advance professionally. Approach. Create accessible educational programs and vocational training tailored to in-demand industries. Leverage mentorship programs to encourage lifelong learning. Stigma and discrimination. Challenge. Social stigma leads to isolation and limits opportunities, making reintegration an uphill battle. Approach. Conduct community awareness campaigns to reduce misconceptions about ex-offenders. Foster empathy by sharing success stories of reintegration, mental health, and substance use. Challenge. Many ex-offenders face untreated trauma, mental health issues, or substance dependencies, which can hinder progress. Approach. Provide access to counseling, therapy, and addiction recovery programs. Ensure mental health resources are integrated within reintegration plans. Difficulty rebuilding relationships. Challenge. Time in prison often strains relationships with family and community. Reconnection can be emotionally challenging. Approach. Offer family counseling and mediator services to help rebuild trust, while also fostering peer support groups that encourage community bonding. Barriers to accessing social support services. Challenge. Navigating bureaucratic systems to access healthcare, government assistance, or legal aid can be overwhelming for ex-offenders. Approach. develop simplified resource guides, and assign caseworkers to help individuals access critical services. Introduce one-stop-shop support centers for efficiency. Legal and financial obligations. Challenge: ex-offenders often face fines, court fees, or parole mandates that place financial strain on their limited resources. Approach: advocate for fairer fee structures and introduce financial literacy programs to help individuals budget effectively and meet obligations. Tackling these challenges with targeted strategies can pave the way for successful reintegration, empowering ex-offenders to rebuild their lives and contribute positively to society. The role of legal advocacy. One of the most powerful tools in overcoming these barriers is legal advocacy. Dedicated lawyers, organizations, and community initiatives play a pivotal role in promoting fair treatment for ex-offenders. They work tirelessly to level the playing field, ensuring that individuals who have served their time are not unfairly punished by lifelong barriers to employment, housing, and other opportunities. Here's how advocacy drives meaningful change. Advocates break down barriers. When you hear about a second chance, you rarely see all the work behind it. Advocacy groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, and the Sentencing Project take on the critical task of dismantling systemic barriers and fighting discrimination against former offenders. They provide legal guidance and resources that often make the difference between unemployment and hiring, homelessness and housing, despair and opportunity. For example, these groups may challenge unfair hiring practices that automatically disqualify candidates based on criminal records or address policies that prevent ex-offenders from accessing public housing. Their work not only helps individuals rebuild their lives, but also fosters more inclusive communities. Fighting for systemic change. Beyond individual cases, advocates push for broader reforms that address the systemic issues contributing to inequity. This includes efforts to improve parole systems, reduce recidivism through better support, and expand access to expungement for low-level nonviolent offenses. Organizations like the Legal Action Center and Prison Policy Initiative are at the forefront of these fights, lobbying for policy changes that aim to create a fairer justice system. For instance, they might advocate for automatic expungement laws that remove minor offenses after a certain period, ensuring that individuals are not perpetually penalized for mistakes in their past. These reforms have the potential to improve millions of lives and promote long-term social change by reducing stigma and strengthening pathways to reintegration. Highlighting success stories. Advocacy isn't all about policy. It's also about people. Take the story of Jason, an ex-offender who, with the help of a legal advocate, successfully petitioned to seal his record. With a clean slate, Jason was able to start a thriving landscaping business that now employs others impacted by incarceration, creating a ripple effect of opportunity in his community. Or consider Sarah, a lawyer who spent years working to reform parole laws, ensuring fair treatment and second chances for hundreds of people across her state. These stories are not just inspirational. They're proof of what's possible when legal advocacy steps in. They remind us that every win for an individual is also a win for society, as it opens doors, fosters dignity, and helps break the cycle of recidivism. Legal advocacy plays a vital role in shaping a more equitable future. By fighting for reforms, supporting individuals in need, and changing societal narratives, legal advocates ensure that ex-offenders are given a real chance to rebuild their lives and contribute meaningfully to their communities. These efforts underscore the importance of addressing systemic inequities and fostering a justice system that prioritizes fairness, rehabilitation, and opportunity for all. The human side of reintegration. Behind every ex-offender is a network of people affected by their story. Families, in particular, play a complex and often under-recognized role in this process. Reintegration is not just an individual journey. It is a shared experience that impacts loved ones emotionally, financially, and socially, a family member's love and support. One mother, Lisa, recalls how her son's addiction and subsequent incarceration threw her family into turmoil. The stress of navigating legal challenges, attending court dates, and supporting her son through rehabilitation often felt overwhelming. Yet, through unwavering love, consistent encouragement, and the help of legal and social services, Lisa's son was able to recover, secure steady employment, and even begin mentoring others facing similar struggles. Today, he is not only thriving, but also giving back to his community. Families are often the unseen pillars of strength in an ex-offender's reintegration process. Their ability to forgive, provide stability, and act as a support system can make all the difference in enabling someone to overcome their past and build a better future. However, this role is not without its own challenges. Families need support, resources, and understanding too. The path to a brighter future. Rebuilding lives after incarceration is not just a legal issue. It's a deeply human one. How can we, as a society, create more opportunities for growth, success, and reintegration? By focusing on systemic change, community support, and personal empowerment, we can open doors to brighter futures for ex-offenders who are ready to rebuild their lives. Fair chance practices at work. Advocating for fair chance hiring policies can break cycles of generational poverty and reduce recidivism. Many ex-offenders face significant barriers when trying to find employment, often judged solely by their record and not their current potential. Employers can make a profound impact by evaluating candidates based on their skills, qualifications, and eagerness to contribute, not their past mistakes. Providing training, mentorship, and second chances in the workplace can help individuals rebuild their confidence and stability while contributing to a more inclusive workforce. Community initiatives. Local reentry programs are lifelines for individuals transitioning back into their communities after incarceration. These programs often provide housing assistance, job placement services, financial literacy training, and emotional support. Support groups and peer mentorship programs offer a sense of belonging and accountability, helping ex-offenders navigate the challenges of reintegration. Investing in these initiatives not only benefits individuals, but strengthens entire communities. To find resources near you or offer your support, explore local organizations or dial the 211 helpline for immediate assistance and guidance. Reinforcing personal responsibility. True growth and transformation come from within. While external support is essential, personal responsibility plays a key role in rebuilding a stable life. Ex-offenders can benefit from self-improvement tools such as personal development apps, mentorship organizations, and sobriety programs that provide structure and encouragement. Developing new skills, working toward goals, and cultivating a strong support network can empower individuals to stay on a positive path. Combined with access to legal aid and counseling, these resources help ex-offenders create sustainable, fulfilling futures. By addressing barriers to employment, strengthening community networks, and fostering personal responsibility, we can collectively help rebuild lives and create a society where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. Closing thoughts. This episode of Rebuilding Lives podcast reminds us of one powerful truth. Everyone deserves the opportunity to rebuild, whether by fighting for legal rights, advocating for policy changes, or providing emotional support. We all play a role in creating a more inclusive society. If you or someone you know is navigating the challenges of reintegration, reach out to legal resources like the National Association of Drug Court Professionals or connect with reentry programs in your area. And remember, rebuilding lives isn't about erasing the past. It's about forging a stronger, brighter future. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care and continue to grow.